An hour and 47 minutes of standing ovations, guest recognitions, and protests from Democrats in and outside the chamber was part of President Trump's first State of the Union in his second term. Karen Holt is a professor in Virginia Tech's Department of Political Science and says Trump's speech did not include what many Republicans in vulnerable seats would want to hear for support ahead of the midterm elections.
So much of the speech, as it often is, was more self-regarding rather than thinking about what could happen to help Republicans in the coming midterm elections. So clearly, they had to have been quite pleased with his negative comments toward Democrats, including some of the Democrats in the chamber, but also his firm and ringing way he started and ended the speech.
With some polls showing a decline in approval of President Trump's performance, Holt says State of the Union addresses rarely change the way people think.
That's not Mr. Trump. It never has that effect. We have this notion that presidents can move public approval very quickly. To some extent, they can under certain circumstances, but that quickness very rarely lasts. And that's certainly been true as we've headed further into the 2010s and beyond. It just doesn't have a direct impact.
Holt says she was surprised by how many people didn't watch the speech or didn't pay attention to it. According to preliminary Nielsen ratings, nearly 28 million people watched, a decrease of more than 8 million viewers from President Trump's address to Congress last year. Connor Arthur, WFIR News.